It was Tuesday of recital week. Dress rehearsal was at 5 p.m. Mom called at 4:40, saying she just didn't have the energy. I offered to come over, but she refused. As my coach, she was adamant that I rehearse my routine, even telling me on the phone, "Don't forget to lift your wings. Support that rib cage. Fly, Daisy, fly." She passed later that night. I was at rehearsal. Guess I just had one more chance to tell her how I feel. What would you say? "You're the only person in my life I could always count upon when life seemed to crumble. You're the pillar I lean on. You promised to be by my side long after life is gone, but I need to feel that your love is living on. Water seeks its level, yet my pedal's to the metal. I need you by my side to drive, for me to gain control. Our more moments will turn from ticking clocks to memories of home." For a woman who clearly has many things to be proud of, I guarantee you stand alone at the top of her list. Thank you for saying that. What about your husband? What would you say to him? So many things. Like, "Why have you forsaken us? A bond that once was built on trust no longer brings me joy, but just disgust. If you really want me here, then don't go. Disappear, just look me in the eyes and be sincere. As water seeks its level, yet my petals to the meadow. I need you by my side to drive, for me to gain control. Or more moments will turn from ticking clocks to memories of home. I know I've taken part, breaking my own heart. But now the time has come. I need you by my side to drive, for me to gain control. Or more moments will turn from ticking clocks to memories of old."